Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
The customs official,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
In order to get the water in,
what?
and the man was willing to do it.
Oh God!
In the name of teamwork.
That's pro level monkey right there.
That's a dirty business.
I know. He's like, monkey, go down and orally copulate that man for the water. I mean, it's nuts.
Monkey.
It really. I mean, that's not a code. I mean, but it's really it's.
Is Billy a Chad?
He could theoretically be a Chad.
Okay.
He's like one of these young entrepreneurs that everybody was enamored
with.
It was clear months before the festival that they weren't going to be able to pull it off. And he just kept saying, he was like, whistling a happy tune while the world was falling apart around him.
La la la, can't hear you.
I mean, it's fascinating. I mean, and it's fascinating all the, like, the influencers, the social influencers who were promised an oceanside villa in order to share Instagram stories about it, and they all arrive, and all they have is a tent. First of all, it rained the night before, a horrible rainstorm, so all of the tents that they had set up with beds and everything, the mattresses were
gross.
All soaked and ruined, and there was no
terrible.
Place for anybody. It was it's really, really good. All right. Now I have spoken about television way too long and we are behind on the news. Well, Danielle, a texter, a 339 texter, says that Chad Tuckett actually used him as a meme on Sunday. So maybe
that's why I asked.
Yeah. So maybe you could call Billy McFarland of the Fire Festival a Chad. I noticed yesterday that Ja Rule was tweeting that he's been unfairly. There's been an unfair representation of him created by these documentaries that he's not responsible for anything. So, all right, it is 7:01, and this is WAAF.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
What?
This texter says, did you just call him a cad? Who are you, Sherlock Holmes?
Yes. I like that word. Yes. That's a great word.
I like bringing words like that back. That's one of the things that I like to do. He's a cad and a Chad. All right. This is WAAF-FM and HD1, Westboro, Boston, WEEI, HD2, Lawrence, and WWBX, HD2, Boston. The long-anticipated nerd-off between... between our own chief nerd officer, Mark Hsu, and the chief nerd meteorologist of this region, Jeremy Reiner from Channel 7. Mm-hmm. So the two of them have been going back and forth on social medias about Star Wars versus Star Trek.
Yeah, just can't let it go.
We decided that they would bring their lightsabers and their phasers in and settle it with a nerd off on this show, and that's going to happen at about 8:10 or so, right after Hill Mail. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. So be listening for the nerd off coming up at 8:10 or 8:15. Right now it is 7:03 and time for this.
And now, LB.
Note to self. Remember, no matter how bad life gets, there is always beer.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
The Pats will be in their record 11th Super Bowl.
Second and goal to Burkett. Burkett to the end zone. Hello, Super Bowl. New England is heading back again for the third straight year.
Yeah, the NFL must have been pumped. That was an incredible tilt versus KC. It's the 11th, record 11th Super Bowl, number 9 for Bill and Brady after the amazing overtime win over the Kansas City Chiefs out in barbecue country. Center Dave Andrews, or actually, what do we got there, Shu?
We got Matthew Slater.
Yeah, Matt Slater on the coin toss, sorry.
Yeah, why I always call it as well. You know, I remember as a child watching my father play in L.A. and him going out and doing the coin toss for the Rams, and he always called heads. So, you know, I asked him one time, hey, why do you do that? What's the story behind that? And anyone who knows my family knows faith is important to us. And for him, he was always like, you know, God's the head of my life, so I call heads. That was something he came up with, and I've kind of just embraced it. But I'm glad it's worked out for us here the last couple times when we needed it.
Yeah, he's going to end up being a Hall of Fame special teams player.
He's very rare. I don't want to get into your bold statement, so we don't have time. But
well, he's been a Pro Bowler like his whole career.
It's very rare for somebody to get into.
He's
the
been a
NFL.
Pro Bowler. That means yes, the best yes, player in yes. his position.
Yes, but very rare for somebody to get in merely on special teams alone.
If you're a Pro Bowler, the best yes. player at your
I'm
position.
I'm not disputing you. I'm just, this is how the hall works.
Well, we'll see how it goes down.
Okay.
My call is that he's going to end up being a Hall of Famer. He also remissed about his 7-time Pro Bowler dad, Jackie Slater.
He did that in that cut.
I thought there was two okay. cuts in there.
No, that was him talking about the coin
Scal,
toss.
What are you doing to me, dude?
I don't know.
Throw Scal under the bus, guy.
Oh, easy
you
there,
didn't
guy.
Check it.
It's your sports.
Yeah.
Don't start throwing other people under the bus
totally.
There, pal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, guy.
I mean, come on.
The Celts rolled in the first of 5 Wait. At home.
Richardson misses a 3, rebound loose. That's the ballgame. Celtics continue to play exceptional basketball at home and win tonight 107-99.
You got to love it. Kyrie had 26 and 11 helpers and 8 steals. Classic night for Kyrie. Marcus Morris was money until he got, he tried to attack somebody from Miami, got ejected. Cost him $35,000. The Cavs are in town tomorrow night. In other news, Carmelo Anthony, Melo 34, is being traded from the Rockets to the Bulls for cash. He played just 10 games for Houston this year. NHL All-Star break is here Saturday in San Jose. David Pastrnak will rep the black and gold this weekend out in Cali. The Bees have lost 3 of 4, and they're 3rd in the Atlantic with 59 points. Not so bad. They're playoff bound, but they could be better. Next up, the Jets a week from today in the 1st of 5 at the Garden. Major League Baseball Hall of Fame inductees will be announced later today. Good luck to Shill. Good luck to the Rocket. They need 75% of the writer's vote to get in. Yankees closer and legend Mariano Rivera is expected to get 100% of the writer's vote, which would be the first time ever in the Baseball Hall of Fame for someone to get 100%. The second week of the Aussie Open is on as we speak. Google it. Enjoy. I'm LB. That's an AF Sports Minute. We'll do better at 9.
#do better.
Oh, a texter says, hey, kid. Who's sabotaging my sports? I know. You got to get to the bottom of that, LB. People working against you around
Seriously,
here.
Seriously, what's going on there?
Jeez.
Clowns.
Now he's going to go in and apologize on the Schneid and buy him breakfast because he feels bad.
Sorry, I threw
that's
you.
That's how LB works.
I threw you under the bus because I don't fit.
Oh.
All right. It is. That's a texter, not me. That joke was from a texter, not me. All right, it is 7:08, and do you want to get to the Pervert Teacher Association inductee
sure.
this morning? All right, let's do that.
And now the Hillman Morning Show presents
sexual education. Haven't you learned that yet?
No.
PTA.
We're going to talk again about the parts of your body.
Pervert Teachers Association.
Damn it! Where are all these sexed up teachers when I was a kid?
Well, just to remind some educators, there are states in which you cannot have sex with a student, even if the student is of legal consenting age. New Jersey is one of those states, which is where we are headed. 30-year-old Jessica Gackle is a teacher at Pleasantville High School.
Yeah.
She's reported to have had sex with an adult student on at least two different occasions.
Huh.
But because she is in a position of authority, that is considered illegal.
Yes.
Now, she's facing a few different charges. And she reportedly asked the student to destroy evidence of their relationship after she learned about the criminal investigation.
Of course she did. Yeah.
So she had taught English as a second language. We do not know yet whether she has an attorney working for her. She has been released from police custody, and the school is doing an internal investigation.
All right. Well,
maybe it was a miscommunication. I mean, English as a second language. She was probably trying to tell, did this person speak English, or was he learning English? Maybe there was
a
mistake
made.
Sure. You know, and they ended up in the back of a car or something. Yeah.
All right. Well, on my Twitter feed, I have shared a photo of this teacher, Jessica Spackle.
Nope.
Gackle. Jessica Gackle. And it is to take a look at that. It's Greg Hill, WAAF. That's how you can follow me on Twitter. So give me a follow on Twitter, Greg Hill, WAAF. And you get more information on this story because I know that you are news junkies.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I always share a photo of these teachers on my Twitter feed because that's what the people want. And so you can go there, Greg Hill, WAAF, to take a look at her and to get more information on this story. Texter says this. 508 Texter says she is named for the noise that she makes.
Oh, please.
When she's tutoring a student.
It's Tuesday.
The gackle. What's wrong with that? That's okay. All right. That is on my Twitter feed.
Gackle.
Yep. All right. Coming up, we'll get to today's Nation of Pussies report, and we will discuss why apparently it is not okay to tell your employees to try to get to work in the winter anymore. And also, we will discuss what a sexpert would like to teach your 8-year-old.
Oh.
That is also coming up on the Tuesday Hillman Morning Show. Well, shortly after that stunning victory on Sunday night, a Patriots fan paid $180,685 for 8 tickets on the 50-yard line of the Super Bowl at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta.
Was that you?
It was not me, Danielle. Thank you. I don't pay for tickets myself.
Dooley. 722.
It may have been Echo Store CEO John Dooley.
Uh-huh.
I cannot. But 180 grand. That gets you 8 tickets on the 50-yard line.
That's not bad, actually.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Not bad.
I want to
see Tom Brady win a 6th Super Bowl.
Yeah, not bad if you're a real fan, if you're a diehard, as Derek the Steelers fan.
Now, you did mention earlier that you're thinking of broadcasting.
Yes.
There.
Well, listen, this may be it. I mean, I only want to talk about good things. I don't want to talk about the eventual departure of Bestie, but I mean it's theoretical that should he win one more that he might hang up the cleats. So it might be worthy of a broadcast.
So how's that gonna work? Because you can't possibly be going to Radio Row, because I know you, and you hate Radio Row I'll use a topical reference from the weekend, with the passion of 1,000 super wolf blood moons.
I'm not a fan of a bunch of radio guys. Hey, did you happen to notice, anybody know what time Tony Romo's coming over here? I gotta line him up for this. But I might do it. I might do it because of the history.
Uh-huh.
It might be worth a broadcast based on this potential history making appearance by Bestie.
Will it be another phone broadcast like Ireland, or are we going to be able to get our S together since it's stateside?
I was going to say, am I tagging along or
no? You'll be holding the fort down here, pal.
Yeah,
that's a good spot for you.
Take a couple days off.
You're they're not in the condition to travel anywhere. And it is.
We're going to have to rent an RV to bring Lyndon back from Atlanta. He fell over a balcony railing.
Oh. I believe that. I mean, the obvious. We must bring our intrepid Super Bowl correspondent, yes, who was the only person to get a laugh out of Bill Belichick during last year's run to the Super Bowl.
Coach WAF Boston, I got a little bit of a problem, and I don't know if you can help me or not. Can I get 4 tickets to the game this weekend?
Put you on the list, yeah.
I can pay.
Yeah. On a 50, right? Yeah, gotcha.
Gotcha. Love it. Tell you, people can hate Spazzy all they want. Nobody can do what that kid does.
No.
Nobody.
No, are you kidding me?
Well, he's got nothing to lose.
I know, exactly. So, exactly. Yeah. He's unbelievable.
You mean because he's already lost? Even if you've already lost in life, you have nothing to lose.
When you ain't got nothing.
Exactly.
All right. Well, anyway.
When you've become one with rock bottom, you can't really go any lower.
You got to grow up in Wu-Town to understand it.
Sure. In about half an hour or so, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back. And I am sure that a lot of them will be about our beloved New England Patriots. I believe this will be the first time ever that the same cities are going to face each other in championship games or series ever in the history of sports. I think I saw that stat last night, which is interesting. So, you know, Los Angeles unfortunately learned the power of this city during the World Series, and now theoretically they may learn it again during the Super Bowl. So it's going to be one for the ages. And I will say, since Romo came up, he is extraordinary. He is going to be calling that Super Bowl, and he deserves it.
You bet. He's amazing.
He is the best NFL color guy on television. I mean, he was calling, especially in that overtime.
Yeah.
Calling every single play.
I know, hey.
I mean, and then when Brady is checking down on guys, and he's alerting you that the check down is going on before Tom Brady has even figured out that he's excellent in that role. I mean, I think he's better in that role than he was as a quarterback. It's just extraordinary. This is Peter from Florida on the Framingham Ford studio line. What is the temperature this morning in the Sunshine State, Peter?
Well, yesterday was pretty cold. Today is up to 70 this morning. It's supposed to go up to like 75, I think.
By the way, it's 7 here. It's 7.
Yeah. Well, we add a zero.
Yes. What's going on?
So the reason why I'm calling this morning, good morning, morning show.
Hello.
Good morning. Morning to you, morning, sir.
The reason why I'm calling is you were talking about those tickets that the Patriot fan bought for $120,000.
Yes.
I guess yesterday on an auction site, I can't remember what site it was, but Kendren Drake, the guy that scored that touchdown for the Miami Dolphins in the Miracle in Miami.
Yes.
They auctioned off the football yesterday for $18,678.
Oh, really?
Jeez.
Oh, that's great.
Talking about FU money, I guess, huh?
Yeah, memorabilia, man. It's a billion-dollar industry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You think about the losses that they had this season and the panic that was going on around here. Whether it was Miami or Detroit. And now here they are. They're back again in the Super Bowl.
Hence the suck comment.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. So I want to get to today's Nation of Pussies report and get your opinion on this. With the storm advancing, by the way, how do we feel about the job that the meteorologist did in predicting that storm? Because Channel 7's Jeremy Reiner is probably listening to the show right now on his way in here for the Nerd Off, which is happening after 8. And they were off by a good 4 or 5 inches. I mean, they did update you know, shortly before the storm that it was downgrading to right. 4 to 6 inches mm-hmm. or whatever. But I don't
know. I think they nailed it with the whole ice thing.
Yeah.
I think that was the key.
That is true.
I mean, because that was sketchy, man.
Yeah.
Especially with me with the Bambi hips.
Yeah.
I tanked down my driveway. I have video of it. It's great. Maybe I'll post it later. Right up.
Really?
Yeah. I was going to ice my, I finished shoveling and I was going to put down the calcium chloride on my walkway and I hit the top of my driveway and my foot just went out from under me. Bam.
Oh, lucky you got extra padding back there.
I know. That did work out well.
But no, it was very, very ice, very icy.
Yeah.
They got that part right.
Yeah.
But a manager who worked at a Jiminy Mountain, is that what
Jiminy
it's called?
Peak.
Jiminy Peak. Put a note up from employees which said that we understand there's weather coming. I'm going to paraphrase. We understand that there's a big storm coming. However, our guests here at Jiminy Peak are going to expect that they get the service that that we promised them. And so we need everybody to show up for work.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, instantly, this was posted online and everybody went into a complete I need a comfort room, comfort dogs.
Yeah.
I need shelter because this is horrible. So Jiminy Peak has now today issued an apology and said that they had an overly ambitious or overly aggressive manager who should not have done this.
This is ridiculous.
But that's what I wanted to ask.
It's ridiculous. Like, obviously, there are situations in which you do provide exceptions for certain people who might have trouble getting from point A to point B because of car distance, et cetera, whatever. You got to be at work. There wasn't a travel ban issued. You leave extra time. You take your time. That's why the people who shouldn't be out on the roads shouldn't be out on the roads.
Yeah.
If you don't need to be out during the storm, let the plows do their work. If you work in an industry like this, you're expected to show up at work. There are guests there that need to be. Quick question.
It's a ski hill, right?
Yes. I read this and I was like, okay, what's the big deal? And they say, listen, basically, I'll sum it up in three lines. There's going to be a lot of snow. Plan accordingly.
So can you read it? Do you have it right in front of you?
Go
ahead and read it and see if it's wildly offensive.
All employees. There will be a lot of snowfall Saturday night through Sunday morning. If your vehicle cannot handle snow, make alternate plans. Snow is not an excuse for missing work. If thousands of skiers can make it to Jiminy, so can you. In the event of a state of emergency is declared, they will order a travel ban. All caps, we are exempt from this order. We have a couple thousand guests that will be trapped here. It is essential that Jiminy is staffed to see to their needs. Medical, utility, hospitality services will be allowed to travel. If you're considering staying at Jiminy overnight, there are no accommodations available. Not even a pillow or blanket. You may use Fisher After Nine or Clark if you like. So basically they're saying, plan ahead, bring your own stuff if you're going to stay here, make sure your car is ready to go, and be at work. What is it? Why do you have to apologize for that?
Well, it's a ski hill,
too. Get the frig out of
here. I'm like, come on, man.
Come on, dude.
Are you all right?
They work.
Snow is a factor in getting paid.
Well, they work in the snow every day. I mean,
that's insane.
Yeah, I mean, here's a text that says, "Nowadays, 407 text. I think that's Florida. Nowadays, people call out before the snow even flies.
Mm-hmm. Right?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah."
So is 407 Florida?
It is, yes.
Yeah, hello, Florida.
Orlando area.
So I don't know.
Because people are like, well, it was kind of worded, you know, kind of, you know, strongly. Yeah, because this is the age we live in now where people call out of work
mm-hmm.
3 minutes after their shift has started or something like that, or they just don't show up and don't think it's a big deal, or they'll shoot the boss a text at 2:15 a.m. and be like, hey, can't be in for 5, and then they get paid. Like, you have a job. Go to work.
Here's a text that says, oh, please, if you guys were told that you could never stay home due to snow, you would riot.
We have to be here.
We have to be here.
Yeah, we sleep at the station.
LB brings a deep fryer for corn dogs.
It's not very different from that notice. It's like, plan accordingly.
Yeah.
We're supposed to get this much snow.
Yeah.
You know, find a place to stay or need a place to stay.
That's the kind of email that goes out to all of our part-time employees over the weekends when we have a bit. It's the same thing. Like, plan ahead. Mm-hmm. Look, we're going to have snow. Or over in the summertime. Head of the Charles Regatta is this weekend. That's no excuse for being late. You know about it. Like, we're giving you a heads up. Plan accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
No. Oh my God. I'm triggered.
Imagine,
I'm triggered because I have to go to work.
Imagine if this happened historically. I'm gonna need the transatlantic music for this one. Attention America, D-Day has been canceled due to rain. Inclement weather has caused the cancellation of the D-Day invasion.
That's amazing.
I don't think so. So, sounds to me like most people think that if you work in an industry like hospitality or something like that, not that you're essential, but I mean, you're at a mountain like that where people are going to, like, if it's a big storm, the Jiminy Peak guests are going to be basically stuck there.
Right.
They're going to want to eat.
Right.
Right.
Where you grab the sleeping bag and hunker down in the office.
Sure. Mm-hmm. When LB hears something like this, he's thinking work sex. That's what goes through his mind.
Captive women.
Oh, don't, Guy. Can we dump out of that? Is that possible?
Yeah, please. I don't think you want to say it in that way, but...
Captivating, right? Did you mean captivating women?
Yeah, captivating, not captive.
Trying to entertain the coworkers.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, ironically, Greg, D-Day was canceled due to inclement
weather.
That's
true,
actually. It wasn't canceled. It was delayed.
Postponed.
I think.
Postponed.
Yes. You know what I meant.
A rain delay.
As LB would say, you know what I meant.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brought the tarp back out in the field.
Right.
Here's a 978 text. I had a coworker call out because it was raining too hard.
Stop.
Wow. Stop. That's a new one.
Please.
That's one thing I don't miss about working in like the retail and the service industry. With a lot of shift workers, like, because you have people that just got a job and on their first day that they're scheduled to be there, they just don't show up and they're like, oh, I didn't know I was supposed to come in today. Like, how do you operate like that?
Well, you know, a lot of people, there are people who accept the job and then they're supposed to start and they don't show up. And they're never heard from again.
Ever.
Like, because they got something
right.
better. Yeah. But there's no email sent. There's no call right. made. There's no. They're just like, no, sorry.
Yeah.
And you know, there used to be a thing where you wanted to make an impression for the future. You know, just in case you might want to go
right.
back to that place at some point or work there,
or maybe a reference,
or you might want to get
something.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. It is 7:36, and we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back in about 25 minutes. So you still have time to leave one on the Hillmail phone line, which is 617-779-5463. 617-779-5463. You leave a voicemail message, and we will play your voicemail messages back coming up at 8. And then after that, after Hillmail, it is the long-awaited nerd off between Shu and Jeremy Reiner from Channel 7. So the two of them have been going back and forth on the social medias about whether Star Wars or Star Trek is the greater franchise, and the two of them will do battle, nerd battle in the studio at about 8:15. So I did want to mention this controversy over the sexpert from England who went on the BBC last week and said that she believes, spoiler alert, if you have a child listening on the way to school, you might want to turn the radio down for a moment.
Earmuffs.
She went on the BBC and said that she believes that children of 8 years old plus should be taught to masturbate.
In school.
Taught in school. And there are a lot of people who are upset about this. I'm curious what your opinion is. If you want to text on the text line, which is 97107, or call or whatever, but do you think that that's something that ought to be taught in school at a young age?
I think.
And where would it be? I mean, would that be in the cafeteria or
yeah,
the gymnasium?
Would it be like? I mean, I think
I think teaching children about their bodies is important, but I don't know that this is where you want to go at 8 years old.
We have some audio, I think, from this woman.
Yeah, her name is Kate Dawson. She's a sex educator and porn researcher.
Okay.
I think it's really important that we start talking about how it's normal to explore your own body in a private space, if that's something that you want to do and that it can feel nice. Because, you know, we're meeting a lot of young girls in particular who are absolutely disgusted by their genitalia. And, you know, we do this activity where we show like a very realistic kind of illustration of the vulva and of the penis. And when we take the penis out, there's like a big laugh. Everybody thinks it's really funny. But then we take the vulva out, you sometimes hear like, oh my God, that's disgusting.
That is the title of LB's forthcoming autobiography, Disgusted by My Genitalia.
It is incredible to me, the teachers that go overboard and pretend that they're the parent of your child.
Well, yeah, you don't think that's what they should. That should be something that's taught at home or spoken about uncomfortably by
I think
by
that would be that would be a mother and a father's conversation when children reach pubescent age.
Mm-hmm. So you can't even talk about it.
Right?
Yeah. You know, LB, that's the problem. Parents aren't talking about it with their kids. I think 8 years is a little young.
But you think it should be taught in school?
I think if we're going to teach sex education in school, that goes right along with it, but not at 8. I think they're going to find out for themselves around that age pretty well.
I get sex ed. I don't have a problem with sex ed. Mm-hmm. I don't think a teacher needs to teach my child how to masturbate. I think that's perverted.
I got to tell you, I'm self-taught, and I've done pretty well. Done pretty well for myself.
Yeah.
What do you mean,
see?
Guy?
See? It's natural. And porn researcher. Can I start getting paid for that?
Yeah.
Here's a text that says Jocelyn Elders was talking about this in the 1990s.
Yeah.
She was the Surgeon General.
She was the Surgeon General, and they made her resign because of that.
Yeah. She was saying that it should be taught in school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think
there it's some, over the edge.
There are some
Why
things
can't
that
you
are
say that?
Some things are better left to home or to self
or exploration
discovery. Yes.
Well, maybe someday you guys would have hope of finding it.
Oh, Danielle, stop it. We know where it is.
Right?
We just don't care. We know where it is. We don't care about it.
There's no shortage of stiff socks in bedrooms of young men in America.
All right. let's see. It is 7:41, and it is cold this morning. We got one more couple hours, hour and maybe even less than an hour of the real cold, and then it's going to warm up. It's going to feel like it's summer because it's going to be in the 20s today.
Oh,
so
break out the flip flops.
It's going to warm. It's going to warm up into the 20s later on today, and the sun is going to be out and it's going to be strong. The weather this hour brought to you by the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Event. There's never been a better time to drive the vehicle of your dreams. Limited time offers available now at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit mbusa.com/CPO for inventory and offer details. Are we doing that other Friday with Natalie?
Yes.
This Friday?
Yes.
And Tyler, the conspiracy theorist millennial?
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah. I noticed you were very upset by some who were leaving comments on my Instagram photo after Friday's Millennial Olympics about Natalie.
Yeah, we can have her in Friday if you guys promise to behave. We all played along. We had a fun thing. She's that other chick. She embraces it, and she's fine with it, and she came in to do a fun segment with us. And I didn't really get to see a lot of the comments that were coming up on my Instagram live as it was happening because I was paying attention to what was going on in the studio. And then I went back and watched some of it. And between that and the comments under your post, you know, you can say like, oh, she has an annoying voice. Oh, I can't stand that. But some of the wording and the names that were used, I was just disgusted by it. Like,
with regard to
shut this stupid effing whore up. Like, no.
Oh,
okay?
My God.
What's
wrong with people?
Like, just,
well,
you know.
They're losers.
There's no need to. She came in. We had fun. There's no need to go down that
road. You can't stop it.
No, I know.
It's the anonymous people.
It's not even anonymous, though. They're connected to their accounts. Their names are all popping up right there. It's just like...
No, I know. I mean, it's not face-to-face.
Right, sure. Right.
So
yeah.
There's, you know, you don't have to be accountable.
Right. If you didn't like listening to her, you didn't like the segment, or you think she's an idiot or a dummy or whatever, you're entitled to your opinion, but you're only hearing a thing from her on the radio. There's no need to go calling the girl names on Instagram.
Did you say like?
I did like her mother was like watching the Instagram live feed, and her mother looked at the post.
Really?
So like people have families and parents and friends.
Yeah.
It's one thing for it's one thing for you to say something to us. We're here every day. We've got thicker skin. We can deal with it.
We signed up for that.
We did sign up.
We signed up to be abused by you people on social media.
Where's the support for me in the sports minute over there?
Guy, you've had 27 years to hone that thing, okay? Stop it.
Yeah. All right. Trigger alert. Speaking of things that you don't like, guess who's on the phone?
Oh, God.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Sorry, man. My bad. You're on speaker. What's up? What's up? What's up? That is hysterical, man. It's not often I laugh out loud by myself, but that
not
a bumper. What's her name? Natalie?
Natalie. You like that rejoin?
It's that reminded me of, remember Kelly Bundy, Married with Children?
Yes.
The irony is she's actually a very smart girl, but that's just her generation. All right, here we go. Pat's talk real quick, and then the cold. I'm going to be in and out in 30 seconds. Hit the clock, Shu.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's hear the ticker. Remember the ticker? Where is it?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. We may actually see all four Boston teams win consecutively. This is very possible. The Sox already did it.
Yeah.
The Pats are about to do it.
Yeah.
The Celtics are capable of doing it.
Yes.
And the Bruins are right there with the bounce of a puck. They could do it, which would be absolutely ridiculous, but it's possible.
Extraordinary.
Now, let's check this out. I just saw this on the news. I had to call back. A pastor, did you hear that? Danielle hates when I hijack the show, but you may not have saw this story yet, Danielle. A pastor in wherever, somewhere down south, predicted the score of the game. He posted it 2 days prior to the game. You know those signs outside where you put the letters up?
That was in Maine.
Okay. And, oh, you already got to it? I'm sorry. 37-31. He nailed it.
Yes,
it
he nailed
hysterical.
It. He nailed the score. Thank you, Scott. See, I got right out of him. He paused. As soon as he pauses to take a breath, I go, boom. Dump right out of them. We're gone soon.
Yeah.
But yes, I think... Now, was that a different sign than the one we talked about on the show Friday? It had the same wording.
Yeah, the other one was Carver.
That was Carver. It was 34-31.
Yeah.
Was what he predicted.
Yeah, so that guy, the Carver pastor, did not get the message from God the same way that the Maine pastor got the message from God and accurately predicted the score as 37-31.
Do we know the denominations here? Like, was one Methodist and one Episcopal? Because I want to know who I'm going with on here.
We want their score for the Super Bowl.
Right. I got to know.
Let's get that guy. We should get that pastor from Maine on the show.
Right.
And we'll get him to predict the game for us.
That's a federated church up there in Maine.
Okay.
Jesus came to him in his sleep.
Harry Connick Jr. has sent a letter, maybe even a telegram, to Roger Goodell, and he has said that he will be boycotting the Super Bowl because of what happened to the Saints with that blown call. So Harry Connick Jr.
He's a Bayou guy, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I noticed that Roger Goodell was not there for the Lamar Hunt trophy presentation on Sunday night. I don't know.
Bathroom, maybe?
Do you think if the Chiefs had won that game that Roger Goodell would have been there you think so?
You bet.
Yeah.
Oh, he was in the city, all right.
Well, he was there at the game. Yeah. He just wasn't there for the trophy presentation. All right. Well, it is 7:57, and coming up in just a little bit, it is the nerd off between our chief nerd officer, Mike Hsu, and meteorologist nerd Jeremy Reiner from Channel 7. And this, if you weren't listening on Friday, this is the way we have decided to settle the battle between the two of them over which is the better franchise, Star Wars or Star Trek. Mm. Hsu has been a Trekkie for his whole entire life. Was that influenced by your mother
or did you tell me that your mother was a big Star Trek?
No, that's Danielle's mom.
Oh, that's Danielle. Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, how did Danielle's mom influenced me at a young age.
No, what? How did you end up, like, you just loved
just
it?
Just watching it on TV.
And you
fell
in love.
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah.
You fell in love.
I was in a Star Trek watching club at North Adams State College.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was just four guys. Yeah. Every night at 11.
Yeah. A lot going on in college for you?
Oh, yeah. Plenty. Yeah. Plenty.
Well, Jeremy Reiner, still resident Jeremy Reiner, believes that Star Wars is way better. So
you also believe we were going to get a foot of snow.
Oh, take that.
Well, it's going to be 50 on Thursday.
Yeah.
So, oh, my God.
See you later.
Everything's going to melt.
Great.
So
right. There comes the flood.
Yeah.
Right. And then freeze.
And then freeze.
Yes.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.